It's SoCal's number one for new country K-Frog. I'm Pepper, and with the events of last night in Las Vegas, I know many people who were at the Route 91 Harvest Festival, coworkers, friends, colleagues, fans of K-Frog, and obviously, I think we're all still in shock over what happened. And on the phone with me is Jennifer Villarreal, a licensed professional clinical counselor who received both her bachelor's and master's degree from California Baptist University. Jen, how do we even start to process something like this?
You know, it's just overwhelming for so many people, and so many people just in the area in particular, because lots of people were either there or know people that were there or a friend of a friend that was there. And so it's really impacting a lot of people. And the first thing you need to do is be willing to just talk about it and to honor your feelings, to know that this is normal and you're going to be sad. You're going to be angry, maybe afraid, maybe even guilty or hatred might come into your mind. But just being willing to realize that what response you're having right now is really normal.
I was reading on Facebook today from someone who was there. She was on her way back home from Vegas, and a motorcycle on the freeway backfired or something. And she said she just felt like it was happening all over again. And that's really when dawned on me that the scars from this event are far more than just physical. Is this a form of PTSD?
Well, at this point yet, it's not quite PTSD because you can't diagnose that until after a month. But what you are seeing are the precursors to it. You're seeing what's called an acute stress reaction, which we just usually call shock. But basically, that's just a response to some sort of terrifying or traumatic event or witnessing an event that just evokes some sort of strong or emotional response. So having those feelings of shock and having those terrifying and traumatic responses to this event is really, really normal. PTSD comes a little while later, after a month, when you are still struggling with some of those same symptoms and you're just not really able to cope with many areas of your daily life. So for right now, it's normal to have that. But if it goes on and on, that's when we need to really worry.
I've said this so many times before. I'm not a parent, but I can't imagine what it must be like to raise kids in this world that we live in now, where this kind of incident is the new normal. How can parents explain something like this to their children?
Well, to start out with, it's really hard for parents to explain something that we don't even understand.
Right.
We don't have the answers, and we don't know how to even tell them the truth because we don't know the truth. But what we can do is keep it on their level and keep it simple. We have to find out what they know first and explore what they've already been exposed to. And we have to talk to them on their level, because you don't necessarily want to give a four-year-old all the details, but they'll understand the concept of bad guys, and they'll understand the concept of good guys. You want to make sure that you give them balance, like you're working to achieve for yourself. You don't want to only focus on the negative, but focus on those positive things, like the first responders that are out there helping. Always look for the helpers. Wasn't that a Mr. Rogers quote? encourage them to show how they're feeling. And what parents really need to do is remember that they need to model good coping skills. They need to show kids how response in a healthy way looks like, so they'll know how to act themselves. You know, we've talked about what to do with kids, and it's also important to think about what we can do with our older kids, our adolescents and our teenagers. One thing we can do with some of our older kids is help them feel more empowered by helping them feel prepared. It's always a good plan, whether they are children or adolescents, to engage an emergency action plan with your family. So just in case something does happen where you're not able to get in contact, or something else occurs where contact is limited, what are you going to do in that situation? Feeling prepared is a great way to combat that fear of unknown that happens a lot of the time in these events.
So that we can respond in the right way. If people feel like they are in need of services, what are some local resources for them?
There are a lot of just local counseling agencies around, and it's always good to find some sort of professional counseling agency, but people need to not overlook places like churches that often not only can supply mental health services, but add that extra bit of hope for people that have faith and that want to explore that further. Also, local universities can also provide helpful alternatives to a normal counseling session or setting, I should say, with counselors and providers there that can also work with them.
A lot of employers offer employee assistance programs. Do you recommend those?
Definitely. Companies do offer that frequently, and it's very helpful to take that up, especially if you feel like you're struggling with it after longer than what you feel is comfortable, and it's starting to impact your work life, your home life. Anytime it's good to get a little extra mental health help, it certainly doesn't hurt.
It's always okay to ask for help.
Definitely, and that's something that we need to remember to encourage with everybody, is that it's always okay to look for help. It's always okay to say that you're not handling this in the way that you feel comfortable with, and you want to get some better skills and some knowledge to be able to go forward in life and keep feeling like yourself.
Do you have any other advice for us?
Strive for balance and limit our exposure to these events, because it's only human nature to want to get all the information that we can and process this all day long. But sometimes that's just not healthy, and we need to turn off the TV and do something that's helpful, whether that be go cook a healthy meal or go get some physical activity. Those are great ways to try to combat the stress that can happen with the overexposure of these types of topics. Also, we need to remember in our area that we have a possibly even a compound grief situation, because people who've already been processing events such as what happened in Boston and even 9/11, and in our area in San Bernardino, people are still processing the things that happened with those, and it's hard to add on a whole nother event that just compounds the grief and makes it even more difficult.
Once again, I've been speaking with Jennifer Villarreal, a licensed professional clinical counselor with undergrad and graduate degrees from CBU. Jen, thank you so much for taking the time to help us through today and the days, weeks, and even years to come.
Yeah, no problem.